Thousands of people in the U.S. have died in gun violence this year. That includes more than 175 people in Philadelphia. The city is on pace to set a single-year record for homicides after it nearly hit the grim milestone last year. Now, residents of Philadelphia are able to download a new mobile app designed by two friends who want to help communities prevent gun violence. WHYY's Aaron Moselle dug into how the app works. He has this report.
Mazie Kashir and Stephen Pickens grew up together in the 90s when Philadelphia routinely recorded more than 400 murders a year. They don't want to see that history repeat itself. Pickens says they decided to take action in October after learning about another fatal shooting in West Philly that left a young man dead. Pickens says he felt overcome with despair.
It was just basically pouring out at that time, like, we have to do something.
Enter the Philly Truce app, a new way for residents to anonymously share information about brewing neighborhood conflicts they think could boil over into gun violence. The hope is that intel can help trained mediators resolve those conflicts before they turn deadly. Kashir says the goal is to empower anyone to help with violence intervention in Philly by encouraging as many people as possible to download the app on their smartphones.
An app can modify behavior if it's properly implemented and marketed and advertised.
The app's home screen has two options. The Get Help button directs people to a form where they provide their cell phone number and describe the dispute. The Mediator button allows trained volunteers and professional violence interrupters to connect with residents who've reached out for help. Kashir says both sides remain anonymous at first.
All they'll see is Philly Truce is calling, you know. And then from there, those two people should start to cultivate a relationship. Okay, well, I can meet you tomorrow, or you want to meet at McDonald's, or, you know, and that's all it is, you know, with the ultimate goal of being the two principals or two of the people, the most influential people on each side saying, okay, let's figure out how we can bring this to a close.
Over the last couple months, a group of expert mediators have trained nearly 30 people on violence intervention techniques, including how to get warring parties to agree to a sit-down. Most of the participants are volunteers who are new at this. Others have years of professional experience. In most cases, an expert mediator will be called in to broker a truce once both sides have agreed to work things out with one of the app's junior mediators.
What I found in negotiating a truce in so many cases is half of the battle is the person isn't being heard.
Pastor Harrod Emanuel Clay is one of those experts. He's a longtime federal mediator and helped train the volunteers.
And we've also found that when they are heard, many times a lot of the anger and the frustration that's been pent up inside, they can get it out. So we earn their trust by listening. And the more we can earn their trust, the more they will allow us to help them mediate the situation.
Clay says the app has the potential to be a game changer.
This app is so significant that it could potentially take the gun out of the shooter's hand. Because the shooter doesn't need to shoot somebody if they can talk to a mediator.
I think that it could be extremely, valuable.
Akila Shirels is the executive director of the Community-Based Public Safety Collective, a national anti-violence organization. He says the app's success will largely depend on community buy-in and the credibility of the mediators behind the app. Shirels says the margin for error is exceedingly thin in the world of violence intervention. Mediators must respond quickly and show that they understand the people and the neighborhoods they've signed up to help. Without those things, he says the app's stock will plummet, especially in black communities.
Black folks, man, we're going to give you one chance. This is a cultural dynamic that exists in the community. You know, they reach out to you, you don't show up, it's over. They reach out to you, the wrong person show up, it's over. Like, straight up, because people have been let down, so much.
Shirels says mediators must also be committed to going the distance.
You know, sometimes these mediation takes months, years, sometimes. Most of the mediations that we're engaged in, they require a lot of maintenance.
Mazie Kashir acknowledges the app's model may require some tweaking once it's out in the real world. Stephen Pickens says the ultimate goal is to help more people play an active role in stopping gun violence in Philly and to provide a way for residents to speak up without involving the police, who are often mistrusted in communities of color.
What the app does is it's giving the communities and the citizens of Philadelphia their voice back.
The pair is hosting events to shine a spotlight on the city's gun violence epidemic and spread the word about their new app. For Here and Now, I'm Aaron Moselle.